Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Yud Amid Beis. We are at the third of the 17 ways that different Tanaim and Amoraim would start darshaning the Megillah. We are about five lines before the lines get wide again on Daf Yud Amid Beis at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Pasach Apiskalai Parshas Me'acha. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to continue in all of these different ways of opening up the drushos of the Megillah. We're going to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude toward the downfall of the Rishayim. We're going to talk about how the Gezerah against Klal Yisrael was made on account of Bittul Torah. We're going to have a variety of drushos about the name of Achashverosh and what the name signifies. We're going to discuss why the Megillah says Hu Achashverosh. What does the word Hu add? And then we're going to talk about all of the different people that at some point in their lives were Molech Al Kola Olam Kulo, that their reign extended over the entirety of the world. We're going to talk about Shlomo HaMelech and why it is that he doesn't seem to make that list, even though it does seem that his Malchus ran over the entire world. And then we're going to talk about Belshazzar and Achashverosh and how both of them made some sort of mistake in their Cheshbon in terms of their rituals toward Klal Yisrael. So let's begin again. We are at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Pasul Abiskalai Parshasa Mehacha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi started his drashos on the Megillah from the pasuk in the Tochacha and Parshas Kisavo, where the pasuk says, Vayikasher sas Hashem aleichem lehetiv eschem kein yosis lahara eschem. So what does it mean? Kein yosis lahara eschem umi chadei Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'malasun shel Rishayim. Does Hashem take joy in the downfall of the Rishayim v'haksiv? But doesn't the pasuk say b'tzeis lefnei acholot? Why doesn't it say Kitov? Just like David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Modu Hashem Kitov Ki Li Olam Chasdo. Over here it doesn't say Kitov, and the reason is Lufi Shein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Mapalas and Shal Rishayim, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not take joy in the downfall of the wicked. So that's why it doesn't say in the Hoda'ah for this downfall Kitov, because there is no element of Kitov in the sense that Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take pride in this. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "May dechsiv lo karav ze el ze kol alayla." By Kriyas Yamsuf, why does the pasuk say the lashon of that this did not come close to this ze el ze kol alayla? Because Bikshu Malachi Asharis l'mashira, the Malachi Asharis wanted to say Shira Takodesh Baruch Hu, because that's what Malachim do when they say Shira. It says v'kara ze el ze v'yamar. That's how Malachim sing Shira. So the lashon of ze el ze is meant to bring to mind the Shira of the Malachi Hashareis. So that's why he uses such a lashon to tell us that they wanted to say Shira. V'amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "I don't want to hear your Shira right now, because my siyadei tovim b'yam atem omrim Shira, because my creations are drowning in the sea. The Mitzrim, who were very wicked, but and they deserved it, but they were drowning in the sea, and you're going to sing Shira." So that's what it means that the Malachim were not karvu ze el ze to say Shira that night, because Kodesh Baruch Hu was not interested in the Shira on that night. So how could it say Kein Yosis Lahara Eschem? Meaning this is one long way of asking the question. Kein Yosis Lahara Eschem sounds like that there is joy in the downfall of the wicked. So says the Gemara, Amar Reb Lazar, Hu Enosas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does not take pride in the downfall of the wicked, Aval Acheirim Mesis, but he gives pride to the wicked in their plans to wipe out Klal Yisrael, that he gives them a sense of joy in their work in trying to knock out Klal Yisrael. V'dekadami, Dechsiv, Kein Yosis, it says Yosis, that he causes Simcha. V'loksiv Yasos, doesn't say Yasos as in the sense that he himself has Simcha, so Shema Minah, so we see in fact that's what it is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a certain pride to the enemies of Klal Yisrael in their desire to destroy Klal Yisrael, and then he punishes them for that simcha, he punishes them for that pride. Now this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take joy in the downfall of the Rishayim is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Tzadi in the name of the Shibali Aleket in the name of a Medrash, that the reason we're not Gomer Hallel all the days of Pesach is because the Mitzrim drown on the last day of Pesach and Bilinfalaivcha Al Tismach, that we're not supposed to take joy in the downfall of our enemies. And that's what the Taz explains as well, that the reason on Shvi Shal Pesach we don't say Halal Shalem is because the Mitzrim were drowning, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says Masayadei Tov Miyam Atem Mshira, and once we're not saying Halal Shalem on Shvi Shal Pesach, we're also not Gomer on Cholamoid, because it doesn't make sense that we're going to say a bigger Halal Cholamoid than we will on Yom Tov Yom Yom Tova Achron. So that's, and the Maril mentions this reason as well. It's not really the reason given in the Gemara for why we're not Gomer the Hallel. The reason given in the Gemara, Masech Sarachin, is because it's not Chalukin B'Karban Oseyan. We bring the same Karban every single day. So in that sense, it's not a new Yom Tov. But that's the reason that the Medrash gives, which relates certainly to this Gemara. So now the Gemara goes on to the fourth way of darshaning the Megillah, of darshaning the beginnings of the Megillah. So the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana pasuk lapisuk lai parshasa mehacha. That Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana would begin the parsha of the Geras Purim from the following, from a pasuk in, from that which it says in Megillas Koheles. That which says in Megillas Koheles that it says La Adam Shetov Lufan of Nasan Chachma V'Das V'Simcha. So who's Koheles referring to? Zem Mordechai Tzadik. That's a reference to Mordechai Tzadik, who is Zoche to extra Chachma, and through that the Simcha was Niskayim for all of Klal Yisrael through that Nes. V'Lachote Nasan Inyan Naso V'Lichnos. Who's that referring to? Zeh Haman. That's referring to Haman, who gathered together this great wealth, and that all came about because that Hashem brought all of that about. L'seis l'tov l'fnei Elokim, to give this wealth to the person who's tov l'fnei Elokim, zeh Mordechai v'Esther. That's a reference to Mordechai v'Esther. So that Haman gathered the wealth so that it could then be turned over to Mordechai v'Esther. D'chziv, because the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, after Haman Arusha was killed, v'atasam Esther's Mordechai al beis Haman, that Mordechai took over the whole beis Haman. So you see that Haman's wealth was gathered only as a way of collecting for Mordechai, so that Mordechai and Esther will take over that wealth. A fifth way of darshaning the Megillah, Rabba Bar Ofron, pasuk lapisklai parshas me'acha. He would begin darshaning darshaning the Megillah from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where the pasuk says v'samti chisi be'elam, that my kise was in Elam, which is Shushan Abira, which was in the Medina of Elam. V'avanti misham melech v'sarim, melech zo Vashti, melech is Rabbi Zavashti, Amalka, the daughter of Balshatzar, the king of Bavel. V'sarim zehaman, and Sarim's Banav, and Sarim is a reference to Haman, who is a great Tsar in the Malchus HaChashverosh, as well as Haman's 10 children. Now, who was the author of this drasha? This is Rabba Bar. So it says over here, Ofron. So if you look in Tosos, and the bottom Tosos of the page, Rab Bar Ofron Garsinan, Velogas Garsinan Ephron, Deshem Rishayim Yerka Velomaski Bishmayhu. That the Gers over here is Rab Bar Ofron, he's not Rab Bar Ephron, because Ephron was a terrible person. So we wouldn't have an Amora with the name Ephron, or with the name Bar Ephron. So must be that it's a different name, that it's Ofron. The Gemara Maseches Yuma tells us, Shem Rishayim Yerka, a person is not allowed a name after a Rasha. There is a sefer called Meleches HaKodesh on Parshas VeYishlach. He asks, how could it be that Shlomo HaMelech called his daughter Basmas? Basmas is the name of the Bas Yishmael, Esav's wife, and you're not supposed to name after a wicked person. So he suggests that which you're not allowed a name after a Rasha is Dafka a Rasha that's Mizera Yisrael. It's Dafka a Jewish Rasha. But non-Jewish Rashaim, you're allowed, it's not even called that you're naming after Russia, it's Ka'ayin Ve'efes, the Kepehemos Nidbu, it's the Russia of Me'umus Olam, we're not even Gores the issue, so you're allowed a name after such a Russia. In the Yafa Lelev, in Chela Gimel, on page Kuf Mem Ches, he says he doesn't understand. How could that possibly be true? Adraba, it would be much, much worse, you would think, to name after a non-Jewish Russia than to name after a Jewish Russia. How could it be that would be okay? And Adraba, you have a riot from Aratosos that Tosos says it can't possibly be Ephron, because no one could give such a name. So you see that even a non-Jewish Russia, you're not allowed a name after Russia. It's not only by Jewish Rishayim that you're not allowed a name after. Okay, Vayter, the sixth drasha. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak, Pasuk Pisklai Parsha Sumehacha, he would start with a Pasuk in Sefer Ezra. When was this pasuk fulfilled? When Haman was made gzeira against the Jewish people, the Hashmid Arugul Abed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a sense of chesed in front of Achashverosh, who was among the Malchei Paras, to be mevatel the gzeira, and instead la'amidenu bechayim. So that's what it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow it to happen, and he gave us that sense of chayim, that sense of being able to live. live. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, the seventh drasha, pasuk pischalah parshas mehacha. He started with the pasuk in Tehillim. Here kafta enosh l'roshenu banu be'eshu v'mayim. So when do we say be'esh? When did we come through esh? Bimeinu v'chaletzar rasha, where the gzera was to be thrown into the kifshan esh. Anyone who didn't bow to the tzelem azav was supposed to be thrown into the kifshan esh. Uvamayim. And when were we supposed to be thrown into the water? Bimei paro, where kala ben ayilod. We were supposed to be any newborn baby boy was supposed to be thrown into the Nile. That was Bimei Haman, where Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us from the hands of Haman. And then the eighth drasha, Rabbi Yochanan Pasuk Piskalei Parsha Samehalcha, he started the drasha from the following: Zachar Chasve Munas LeVeisrael Ro Kalaf Seyaretz Yisshuas Elokeinu. Sayimasai Ro Kalaf Seyaretz. When did everyone throughout the entire world see Yisshuas Elokeinu? Bimei Mordechai VeEsther, because Igaros were sent to the letters were sent to the entire world, and everyone knew Kolav Seyaretz. Everyone knew throughout everywhere in the world that there was a great Yeshua for Am Yisrael. Reish Lakish Pasuk Piskalei Parshas Meacha. Reish Lakish had a ninth way of starting to darshan the Megillah with the pasuk in Sefer Mishlei. Arinoim V'Dov Shokek Moshel Rasha Al Amdal. So Reish Lakish darshans the pasuk as follows: Arinoim, who's the lion? Is it Nebuchadnezzar Rasha Duchsevei Ola Aryeh Misubcho? That Nebuchadnezzar is compared to a lion. Dove Shokek, who's the dove? Is Achashverosh? That's Rabbi Achashverosh Duchsevei, because it says in Sefer Daniel when it talks about the four chayos that Daniel saw that are merames to the four malchios, the four galuyos. It says so the a second chaya tinyana means a second one, right? That's what you have sometimes. You have like the Nedibud as a volume two of the Shailos and Shuvas. It's Madura tinyana, right? They call it tinyana. Tinyana means the second one. Sometimes you see people who don't know how to pronounce the word and they write it in English. They write Madura tanina. That it's not tanina. It's tinyana. Tinyana is the second one. So someone wrote a tshuva to be Matar Agunos or something and they called it Madura tanina. One of the Talmidim of Shachta pointed out, if you don't even know how to pronounce the word, probably you shouldn't be Matir Agunos. Probably you shouldn't be writing such shuvas. So anyway, so Va'aruche Va'achre Tinyana Damel Dov, that it was similar to a dove. V'tanya Rav Yosef Elu Parsiim. This is a reference to the Parsiim Sha'ochlim V'shosim Kedov, that eat and drink like a dove, that eats so much at one time. Umus Rabalim Basar Kedov, and is fat like a dove. Umagadlin Seir Kedov, and grows is hairy like a dove. Ve'ela menucha kedov, and has no rest. The parsiim have no rest like a dove. A dove, even if it's tied down, is jumping around and trying to and is restless. So Achashverosh was from Malchei Paras is called a dove. Moshel Rasha Zehaman. That's a reference to Haman who wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Al Amdal Elu Yisrael Shem Dalim in the mitzvos, and that happened because we were dal from mitzvos. We were poor from mitzvos, and that's why we deserved such a gzeira. Rabbi Eliezer, when he would darshan pasuk piskei parshas mehacha, would quote pasukim Koheles baltzatayim yimacha mikra v'shiflus yadayim yidlof habayis. So Rabbi Elazar darshan the pasuk about gzeiras haman b'shvil atzel shoyelam yisrael shelo oska b'torah, because of our laziness in not being osik in Torah, nasa sonu shel kodesh baruch hu mach. Therefore, the sonu shel kodesh baruch hu, which is a euphemism for klal Yisrael, became poor, became impoverished. Ve'ein mach ela ani. Mach means a poor person. Shneimar v'machu me'erkecha, because the pasuk when it describes the mitzvah of a person who says Erki Alai, who commits to give his erech to the Beis Hamikdash and he can't afford it, so they have to assess what he can afford. So the pasuk says that im machu me'erkecha. So you see, mach means that he's poor. Ve'in makara ela kodesh baruch hu shnemar makar v'mayim al Yosef. So because Klal Yisrael were ba'atzaltayim, because we were nis'atzel and we didn't learn in Torah, yimach ha'makara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it as if he's not able to save Klal Yisrael, as if he's too impoverished and doesn't have the capability to save us from the gzeira of Haman. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Pasuk Piskalei Parshas Meach. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak would start with the pasuk in Tehillim. Shira Malus Lule Hashem Shoyelanu Yomer Na Yisrael Lule Hashem Shoyelanu Bekumaleinu Adam. So he darshans the pasuk speaking about the gzeira of Haman, who wanted to destroy Am Yisrael, because it says Adam Velo Melech. That who is the one that came out against us? It was just a guy. It was Adam. It wasn't a Melech. It says Bekumaleinu Adam, that it wasn't even a Melech. Melech that went against us. The Maharal writes in Or Chadash that the Melech would never do that. The Melech doesn't want to destroy his subjects. The Melech sometimes punishes his subjects, but ain Melech below Am. To the extent that he wipes out some major portions of his own subjects, it's going to detract from his Malchus. So he'd much rather not destroy his subjects, but an Adam, someone who's not a Melech, so he doesn't care. So that's why Haman is willing to destroy the subjects. Rava Pascha Pitzchai Bar Shasa, Mehacha, Rava Darshan's from the following. So when Tzadikim rise to Gedula, everyone is overjoyed, and when the Rishayim rise to Gedula, everyone sighs and groans. So Rava Darshan's is about the Nes of Purim. Bervos Tzadikim Yismacham, Zeh Mordechai Ve'Esther, that when they were all in the Gedula, everyone was overjoyed. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says that Vayir Shushan Tzala V'Samecha, Mishal Rasha Ye'anecham, Zeh Haman. Dichsiv, Vayir Shushan Navocha, that you see the reaction of the people, that they have an intuitive sense of who's terrible and who's good, and that it's going to be good for them when the tzaddikim rise to prominence, and bad for them when the rishayim rise to prominence. Or Vasna Amar Me'acha, Ki Mi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krov Me'lov. As the pasuk continues, Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Me'lov. So he darshins that it's talking about Haman, that the Kaviyachol Kodesh Baruch Hu distanced Klal Yisrael from him, and that Haman was saying with that Kodesh Baruch Hu has distanced us, and that's what the pasuk is saying. It's not true that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Karov to Klal Yisrael, and he listens to our tefillos at all times. Ravashi Amar Me'acha, that he darshins from the following pasuk. O Hanisa Elokim, that he's Lakachas Lo Goy Mi Kerev Goy. The pasuk says, So you see that in Mitzrayim they were punished to be this guy that we were removed from, that there were Choshev Ra against Klal Yisrael, and instead they were the ones that ended up drowning in the sea. There it was their children that ended up in the sea. So too by the Nes of Purim, the enemies wanted to destroy and kill us, and in the end they were the ones that were killed Al Yedei the Jewish people. And then Rav darshan the pasuk from what it says in the Megillah, Vayihi bimei Achashverosh, Amar Rav, Vay Vahei, that the two lashonos of tsar, of anguish, Chadu Dechsiv, Vismakartem Shom Loivecha Levadim L'Shvachos. So Hadod Dechsiv, rather, that's what the pasuk means, where it says that Shom Loivecha Levadim L'Shvachos, and the end of the pasuk is Ve'in Kona, that the pasuk was fulfilled with the Gzeira of Haman, that he was gozer, that the Jewish people cannot be purchased even as avadim. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel would begin the drasha on the Megillah from a pasuk at the end of the Tochacha. Loma astim lo gaaltim lechalosam, and the pasuk continues, Lafar brisi itam ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. So Shmuel darshins, Loma astim bimei Yevanim, I didn't completely reject you in the days of Yevanim when they made a gzeira against the Jewish people in the days of the Chashmonaim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. V'lo gaaltim bimei Nebuchadnezzar, I didn't become disgusted with you and reject you in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and sent us into Galus. Lechalosam bimei Haman, to wipe us out in the days of Haman, where that's what Haman wanted to do. Lafar brisi, that's in the days of the Parsiim, because that's Bimei Gog Magog. That's a reference to what's going to happen, loss of love in the days of Gog Magog. So all of the different Galuyos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not remove his Ashkacha and his Chesed from Klal Yisrael, that even though they all wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, none of them were successful. But Masnisa Tana, we have a different drasha from the same pasuk. Loma Astem Bimei Kazdim, Shamatilim Daniel Hanani Mishal Va'azaria, who were appointed over all of Medina's Bavel, and through that the Bavliim were not able to do to harm us. V'lo ga'altim b'yimei Yevanim shemadti lehem Shimon atzadiv chashmonai Yevanim matzio kohen gadol, meaning the pasuk is a reference to the great defenders of the Jewish people each time we were threatened. L'chalosim b'yimei Haman shemadti lehem Mordechai v'Esther, that Mordechai v'Esther were able to stand up, meaning Klal Yisrael is provided with the leadership we need in each and every generation. There are many, many threats throughout the generations, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that we have the leadership that we need in order to be able to withstand all of those threats. La Ferbrisi Yitam Bimei Parsiim, Shamadilam Shal Beis Rebbe V'Chachmei Doros, that it's the Beis Rebbe and the Chachmei Adoros that give a kiyum to Klal Yisrael. Ki Ani Hashem Elokeihem Lo Asad Lavo, and that's going to be Lasad Lavo, we're not going to need intermediaries to save us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo V'Atzmo is going to bring about the Geula. Sheim Kalum V'Lashon Yicholu L'Shlot Behem. Rebbe Levi, Amar Rabbi Levi would begin his drashos mehacha from the fact that Hashem says to the Bnei Yisrael after they pass through the Yarden that v'im lo sorishu es yoshei haaretz, that the pasuk says if you don't go and take over the land, so there are going to be thorns in your side, etc. So Rabbi Levi darshan that relates to Purim because the gzeirah of Haman was also because Shaul had rachmanus on Amalek and he didn't kill the melech of Amalek, and because of that Haman Arasha was able to be born. So when he started telling the story of the Megillah, he said, you know, the story of the Megillah started way earlier. It started when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a little Musar Shmuz, and he said, you need to do Kibush Haaretz, and you need to wipe out the nations over here, and if you don't do that, then there are constantly going to be a thorn in your side, and this is one kiyum of how there were a thorn in our side, that the Haman was able to exist only because Shaul had Rachmanus an Amalek. Rabbi Chiya Amar, he began Mehacha, from the pasuk that it says after that it says, Vaya Kasher Dimisi La'asos Lehem Aseh Lechem. So he said that gezeira was in Skyim in Purim, that there was a gezeira of being wiped out, and it almost happened. So now the Gemara brought all of these psichos that different Amoraim would begin darshaning the Megillah with about the Nes Purim. So now the Gemara starts actually getting into the Megillah. Let's actually read the Megillah, says the Gemara. Achashverosh. So first of all, the name Achashverosh. We already darshaned the words Vayihi Bimei. So now we're a daf into it, and we're up to the third word in the Megillah. So Achashverosh. Amar Rav. Achiv shel Rosh ben Gilo shel Rosh. What does that mean? Achiv shel Rosh, Achiv shel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh. He's like a brother of Nebuchadnezzar, Shenikra Rosh. Nebuchadnezzar Rosh was called a Rosh in Amar, because the pasuk says in Daniel when he interpreted the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, Antu Reisha di Dahava. And ben Gilo shel Rosh refers to Hu Harag Hu Bikesh La'arog. Nebuchadnezzar killed major segments of Klal Yisrael at the time that he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Achashverosh wanted to do the same in the promoting the Gzeirah of Haman. Hu Hechriv. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Hu Bikesh La'achriv. Achashverosh wanted to destroy when that which Zerubbabel began to build the Beis Hamikdash with the Rishus of Koresh. Shenamor B'malchus Achashverosh B'tchilus Malchus O'kasvus Asitna Al Yosha Yehuda V'Yerushalayim, that they should stop building the Beis Hamikdash. Shmuel Amar Shehushkru Pneim Shal Yisrael B'yam of Keshuli Kedera. Now the name Achashverosh is Merami, it's something else, that the face of the Jewish people became blackened like the bottom of a pot because of the gzeros that he made against us. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Shezocher Amar Ach L'Rosho. Anyone who mentions Achashverosh says woe unto himself. So Ach L'Rosho is how we comment about ourselves when we think about the terrible tzaros that Achashverosh brought about. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shakol Nasu Roshan B'Yamav. Everyone became poor in his days because he took everyone's money with incredibly high taxes. Shnem Rabbi Yassam Melch Achashverosh Mas. So everyone was crying out Ach because of they all became Russian. They all became poor. Hu Achashverosh, Hu Berisho Mitchilas V'Atsofa. The idea that it says Hu Achashverosh indicates to us that he was wicked from beginning to end. At the beginning of his Malchus, he stopped the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, and afterwards he continued with the Gzeros of Haman, the Hashmadar Gula Abed. Hu Esav, once we mention Hu Achashverosh means that he was a Rosh Mitchilas V'Atsofa. Hu Esav is also Hu Berisho Mitchilas V'Atsofa. Hu Dasan V'Aviram, He Berisho Mitchilas V'Atsofa. Hu Amel Achaz, Hu Berisho Mitchilas V'Atsofa. That he was also a Rosh from beginning to end. So just like Hu, when it comes to Rishon, means that they were equally wicked from beginning to end, by Tzadikim you have the opposite. Avram, Hu Avraham. Hu Bitzitko Mitchilas V'Atsofa. When he was 3 years old, he was Hikir Esboro. He recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what, and Besofo also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Avram Avinu, Ki Yedata V'man Asher Yitzav Esban V'Esbeso Achrav V'Shamru Derech Hashem Nasus Dako Mishpat. One thing I know about Avram Avinu is that he's going to continue the tradition of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his old age as well, and to his children, and for many generations. Hu Aaron Moshe, Hein Bitzitko Mitchilas V'Atsofan. The only chet that they could die for was the Meimariva. Otherwise, they didn't make any mistakes. But David, who are katan, David was the katan who be katnuso mitchilas v'atzofo. He retained his anivus. Katnuso is not a pejorative over here. We're saying that it's a wonderful thing that he remained an anav. He remained humble mitchilas v'atzofo. K'shem shabek katnuso hiktinatzma etzel mishagad menu b'tora kach b'malchuso hiktinatzma etzel mishagad menu b'chachma. That just like when he was young, he was makdin himself for those who were greater than him in Torah. That's a reference to his Rebbe Mephibosheth. The Gemara in the beginning of Brachos and Davdalid says that he completely humbled himself in front of his Rebbe Mephibosheth, so too when he was a Melech, he was makdim himself for those who were greater than him in Chachma. That's a reference to Achitofel. That's a reference to what the Gemara says in the end of Masechet Sukkah on Daf Nun Gimel, that when David HaMelech was digging the Shisin for the Beis HaMikdash, the Mea Tahom, the water started to go up and it was going to flood the whole world. So David HaMelech asked, if anyone knows if it's mutter to write the Shem Hashem on a piece of Cheres and to throw it into the Mayim in order that the Mayim should go back to its place. And Achitofel came up with a Kal V'chomer. He said, if you're allowed to erase the Shem Hashem to be Matil Shalom Beinish Le'ishto by Yisota, so to save Kol Olam Kulo Kal V'chomer, you're allowed to write the Shem Hashem. So David HaMelech accepted that. He accepted that that Kal V'chomer, and that's his accepting the Chachma and his humbling himself in front of those who are greater than him in Chachma. Now the Gemara darshins the next word in the Megillah, Hamolech. It says Hamolech. The beginning of the pasuk says Vayihi Bimei, so it should have said Shemalach, because Vayihi Bimei means in the past. Hamolech sounds like in the present. So Vamarav Shemalach Me'atzmo. No, it says Hamolech to indicate that he himself took over the throne, even though he was not Mizera Hamalucha. So Amrilo the Shvach, Amrilo the Gnai. There are two ways to look at that, in a positive for Achashverosh or in a negative light. Amrilo the Shvach, some say that in a positive light, that even though he wasn't born into it, they couldn't find anyone more qualified than him. But others say it as a gnai. He bought his way into the position. He wasn't really brought away from Malchus at all. And he ruled over Hodu at Kush. One says that Hodu and Kush were at opposite extremes of the yeshuv of where people live in the world. That they were actually right next to each other. But they both mean the same thing in the following sense. If it means that they were from one end of the world to the other, so obviously it means he ruled over the whole world. But even if it means they were right next to each other, it means to say that just like he ruled over Hodu and Kush, he also ruled over the whole rest of the world. So Rav Shmuel Chadam or Tivsach B'Sofol and Vaz B'Sofol, and one says these are two ends of the world. They were right next to each other. And just like he ruled over Tifsach and Aza, he also ruled over the entirety of the world. Sheva Vesu Mea Medina, 127 provinces. Amar of Chizda B'tchila Malach al Sheva. Initially it was 7. Ul B'sof Malach al Esrim. And then his Malchus expanded to 20 Medinos. Ul B'sof Malach al Mea. And then his Malchus expanded to 100 Medinos. Elameata. If that's how you're going to make the drasha, how are you going to darshan the way the Torah describes how long Amram lived? It doesn't seem to be telling us anything. So shiny hacha di yikra yaseiruhu. No, by Achashverosh it's different because everything it's telling us is the kray yaseiruhu. That everything it's telling us is extra. The pasuk doesn't need to tell us any of it because michli ksiv mehodavad kush. It already says mehodavad kush. From there we already learned that he was a malach in the entire world. Shavas from mei medina lameli. So why then does it have to quantify how many medinos he was actually malach on? So shvami nol. The drasha must be that it's coming to tell me the drasha that first he was malach on 7 medinos and then on Esrim and then on 100. So Tan Rabban Shlosha Malchu Bekipa. There are three kings that ruled over the entirety of the world. Ve'eluhein Achav Achashverosh Nevuchadnezzar. So the Gemara explains, how do I know that? But Achav, when it comes to Achav, we find in the Ksuvim that we find in the Psukim that he was malach al kol olam d'ksiv, because the pasuk says that Ovadio says to Eliyahu that there's nowhere in the world that he's not going to be able to hunt you down. So, and he's going to be mashbia the mamlacha kiloim tzeeka. So, the lo dahava malach alayu heichi matzim mashbaluhu. If it's not that he was a molech over all of these places, there's no way they're going to listen to his shavua that they have to hand over Elio, that they have to take a shavua to him. They don't know him anything unless he's the ruler over those places. So you see that Achav ruled over everywhere. Nebuchadnezzar, we also find in the Pesukim that he was Malach al Kol Olam Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'haya ha-goyva ha-mamlacha sholo yavdu oso es Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel v'esa sholo yitein ha-savaro ba'ol melech bavel. So the Pasuk continues, B'cheru v'vrav v'devar ef kod al-agoyahu num Hashem atumi osam biyado. So you see that Hashem gave him Memshala over the entirety of the world. Achashverus Hodi Amar, and Achashverus, we already said, Tamalik Mehodu Vad Kush, and that tells me wherever you hold Hodu and Kush are, that tells me that he ruled over the entire world. Okay, so now Simin Shin Samach Dalit Chaf. It's a nutrikin for the names of the kings that we're about to ask from Shlomos and Cheriv Daryavish and Koresh. Because the Gemara says that really Vesuleka, those are the, it was only those three that ruled over the entire world. Vaha Ika Shlomo, what about Shlomo Melech? And Sefer Melech Melech, the Pasuk says, Ki hu rode b'chalei v'ran army, Tifsach v'yad Aza, and we just said the Drasha Adam and Aleph, Tifsach and Aza are either at opposite extremes of the Yishuv, or they're right next to each other, but either way it means that Shlomo Melech ruled over the entire world. So how come you could how can you say that there are only Shlosha Melech b'kipa? Achav Achasher Shnu v'chanetzar, Shlomo was also Melech b'kipa. Says Gemara L'salik Malchusei, yeah, but didn't last. He was Yarad Migdulaso. It's the Pasuk in Koheles. Ani Koheles Hayisi Melech Al Yisrael B'Yerushalayim. Sounds like in the past. There was once a time where I was Melech. So Ani Chalamadiyam Melech V'Hedyot. That makes sense if you assume that he was a Melech and then he became a Hedyot until the end of his days. I understand why he doesn't get counted among those who are Melech Al Kol Olam. Elamadiyam Melech Hedyot v'melech, but if you hold like the Shita, that he was a melech, then he became a hedyot, then he became a melech again. Ma'ika le'memer, why doesn't the Tana list that together with the melechim that were molech on the entirety of the world? So answering Mar, Shlomo milsa achriti avavei. Shlomo, for another reason, the Tana didn't count him. Shemalech al elyonim v'ala tachtonim, because he was molech over the elyonim. Rashi understands the elyonim are the shadim, as well as the human beings. And his place of malchus was in Shemalech as well. So Shemar Veyashav Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. So his Moshev in Shemayim was called the Kisei Hashem. So therefore Shlomo is not mentioned with the other Malachim, not because he was less, but Adrabba, because they were, their Malchus was nothing in comparison to his. His was not only over the entire world, it was also over the Elyonim. Vava Sancheiriv, what about Sancheiriv? Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, when Sancheiriv went to conquer Yerushalayim in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, so Rav Shekei, the Shliach of Sancheiriv, said in the name of Sancheiriv, that he's that you now think he's going to save Yerushalayim miyadi. So you see that it was kol haratzos, that it was all of the lands that he had already conquered. But wait, there was Yerushalayim that he was not kovesh. That's what the Gemara answers. That's why Sancheiriv doesn't get counted because he wasn't successful in conquering Yerushalayim. So vahiikat daryavish. What about daryavish who was malach al kol olam? Dechsiv daryavish malach. That he sent letters to all the umos in the entire world to tell them about the Nesar Kodesh Baruch Hu did to Daniel by saving him from the Gova Harayos and to command them to serve Hashem and to fear Hashem. So you see that they were all under his jurisdiction, otherwise he wouldn't have been able to give them any sorts of commands about what to do. So answer the Gemara that even though his reign was over many, many places, there were seven Medinos that he didn't quite conquer. Tichsiv, Shfar Kadam Daryavish, Vehekmal Malchusa, Lachashtarpanya, Mea Ve'esrin, that it was 120 Medinos. And we know that there are 127 Medinos, so there must have been seven that he didn't have. Vayika Koresh, what about Koresh? Was Malik on the whole world? Tichsiv, Kamar Koresh, Melch Paras, Kamal Machzaritz, Nasan Li Hashem. So why doesn't the Tana list him with those who ruled over the whole world? Hasim Shtabucha, Yutukum Shtabach Benafshe. He wasn't really Malik on all the Mamlachas Haaretz. He was just talking a big game. He would praise himself by saying that he was Malik al Kol Olam Kulo. Sometimes you have people, even though they're world leaders, they have such an ego, they need to talk bigger than they actually are. They need to pretend that that they're more than they actually are. So they exaggerate everything. They exaggerate all their accomplishments and everything that they do. Bayom Haim, in those days, Kishevis HaMelech, when Achashverosh was on the Kisei Malchus, so Pashtos from the Lashon of the Pasuk, it sounds that as he sat on the Kisei Amlucha, he made the Mishta, he made that party. But from the Pasuk afterwards, it sounds like he didn't make the Mishta right away. Uksiv Basrei, Bishnas Shalosh L'malcho, that it was 3 years into his reign. So how are we Miyashiv the Stirim Psukim? Did he do this party right away? Or did he wait on this party sometime? So Rava said he didn't make the Mishta right away. It was in the third year. My Kishevas, what does it mean Kishevas? It doesn't mean that right away, as soon as he sat on the throne, it means to say that he was worried that after the 70 years of Galus Bavel would be up, so the Jewish people would escape his jurisdiction and they would go back to Eretz Yisrael. But after he waited for the Shnas HaShlishus Malchuso and he saw that the 70 years that Galus Bavel was supposed to last were over and there was no Geula, so now he was calm and he was confident that there's not going to be a Geula and there's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he made a mishtah for all of his Sarav HaAvadav and the Sarai HaMedinos, and used that in the Klei HaMikdash in that mishtah in order to express his great simcha. Now, 7 years before that Maisa, Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's son, made a mishtah for his Sarim and his Avadim, and he also took out the Klei HaMikdash and the Su'uda, but he was punished for that, and he died that night. So Amar Amar Achashverus said, Belshazzar Chashavata'a. Belshazzar made a mistake. He also tried to make a cheshbon of when the 70 years of Galus Bavel is over, and he thought it was over in his time, but he made a mistake, and that's why he suffered a downfall. But my calculation is correct, and therefore I'm not going to make a mistake. So in order to understand any of this, a little bit of history is in order. Nebuchadnezzar was Melech Bavel, came to Eretz Yisrael, and fought wars with the Malchi Yehuda, who were in that time period, and sent them into Galus together with Bnei Yisrael to Galus Bavel. Those Milchamos lasted for a number of years, and when each time Nebuchadnezzar sent out, each time and each war he sent out, he was able to exile more and more people. So what were these Milchamos and these Galuyos that happened? So in the fourth year of the Malchus of Yoyakim, Melech Yehuda, which was the second year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar came to Eretz Yisrael and he conquered Yoyakim under his Malchus, and he sent him out to Bavel with some of the Klei HaMikdash, but right away afterwards, Nebuchadnezzar returned Yoyakim to Yerushalayim to rule over his Malchus and to be his subject. So that Tkufa lasted for 3 years. After those years, Yoyakim rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, and he went back to his Malchus for 3 more years, until Nebuchadnezzar sent troops of Kazdim who were able to send Yoyakim back into Bavel. Now, during that time, Nebuchadnezzar was Mamluch Yehoyachin, the son of Yoyakim, to be the Melech over Yisrael for 3 months. After those 3 months, he sent him to Bavel as well. In that Golus that Nebuchadnezzar sent Yoyakim, he sent the Otsos HaMikdash and the Otsos HaMalchus, and he sent that together with 10,000 people from the Chashuvei Am and the Chachamim and the Giborim, but he left in Eretz Yisrael still the Pshutei Am. He kept the simple people and the weak people in Eretz Yisrael, and he appointed Tzidkiyo to be Melech over them. And then after 11 years from the time Tzidkiyo took over, Nebuchadnezzar sent him into Galus and punished him as well. And he destroyed Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash through Nebuzradan, his Tsar, his officer, and then he sent whoever was remaining into Bavel, except for a few Aniyim that he left in Eretz Yisrael to work the fields and the vineyards. And that Galus Nebuchadnezzar took the Klei HaMikdash that remained, and the Nechoshes of the Amudim and everything else, and he sent that into Bavel. So now that we understand how many different stages there were in the Galus, you can see why it's easy to make a mistake of 70 years, because you think like, well, just count to 70. How hard is that to do? All right. So Elamai, the Galus started and stopped a million different times. So Maihi, what was the cheshbon of Belshazzar? What was his mistake? That he knew that it was supposed to be a 70-year Galus. Uksiv, and the pasuk says in Daniel, the Malos lechavros Yerushalayim shivim shana. So Belshazzar understood that 70 years begin from the beginning of Malchus Bavel. So Chashav Arba'in v'Chamesh to Nebuchadnezzar, he counted the 45 years that Nebuchadnezzar was king from the time he took the Malacha from the Melech Ashur, and he began to his reign in Bavel. The Esr Metlas da'Avil Merodach, and the 23 years of Avil Merodach, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, v'tarti didei, plus Belshazzar's own 2 years, Hashivim. So that's 70 years. So Apik Mani de Mikdash, he took out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash v'shtamishbu, and he started using them. Now, before the Gemara explains what Belshazzar's mistake was, the Gemara explains, how do I know how many years Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Merodach were actually reigned? So Nebuchadnezzar, we know in Darban V'chamesh Shinin Malach. How do I know that Nebuchadnezzar was a 45-year reign? Damar Mar, because the Brisa says, and the Brisa of Seder Olam says, when it talks about the beginning of Galus Bavel, that we find different markers of time about the beginning of Galus Bavel. We find Galu B'Sheva, that was in the 7th year, because the Pasuk says, Zeh Amasher Higlin Nebuchadnezzar Bishnas Sheva. We find Gola Bishmona, Pasuk says in Melachim Beis that it was Bishnas Shmona Lamolcho. Gola Bishmona Esrei, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu describes it as the 18th year, and Gola B'tsha Esrei. And we also find in Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that describes it as the 19th year. So the Chorot, it's a four-way stira in the Pesukim. So how do we make sense of this? So Gola B'sheva L'Kibush Yoyakim. The first Golos was in the 7th year of Kibush Yoyakim. In the 2nd year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he came into Eretz Yisrael, he conquered Yoyakim El Chihuda, and in the 7th year after the Kibush, Golos Yoyakim was the Golos Yoyakim. That was the Golos that's mentioned in Yirmiyahu, which is in the 7th year, Shehi Shmona L'Nebuchadnezzar. And that same Golos is mentioned in Sefer Melachim as the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar. So the Golos B'Sheva and the Golos B'Shmona is describing the same Golos. It was the 7th year of the Kibush of Yoyakim, and the 8th year in total of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. And that Golos included some of the Klei HaMikdash and 10,000 people from the Chashuvei Ya'am and the Gibore Yisrael. Then the second Golos that it says that it talks about in Sefer Yirmiyahu was in the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. It says Golos B'Shmona Esrei L'Kibush Yoyakim. In the 18th year of Kibush Yoyakim, of Nebuchadnezzar conquering Yoyakim, Golos Tzidkiyahu Shehit Shah Esrei L'Nebuchadnezzar was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. That was in the 2nd year of his reign that he was Kovish Yoyakim, so it's going to be off by 1 year. So based on that, that in the Malchus of Evel Merudah it began 37 years after Golos Yoyakim. So up until then, the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar extended. So Timni, you have the 8 years that Nebuchadnezzar was ruling before the Golos Yoyakim, and then it describes Tlasin V'Sheva 37 more years afterwards. So 8 plus 37, Harei Abarn V'Chamesh Nebuchadnezzar. So that's how we know the Nebuchadnezzar reigned for 45 years. V'Asun Tlas the Evel Merodach Gemara, and the fact that Evel Merodach was 23 years, that's just a tradition. We have a Kabbalah that's true. V'Tarti Didei, and then the 2 years of Belshazzar himself, Hashivin. So that equaled the 70 years. So Amar Hashavadei Sulam Ifriki. So Belshazzar said, okay, now it's 70 years into it, there's not going to be a Gu'ula. So Apik Mani Dibay Mikdash V'Shtamishbu, he took the Kalim from the base of Mikdash and he used them. Hainu Dekamri Li Daniel V'Almari Shemai Yisromamto L'Mani Yadivesei Ha'isiv Kadamach. That's what Daniel is referring to when he talks about how he took all of these Kalim. Uksiv Bei Belele Katil B'Shalatzar Malka Kasta'a Uksiv V'Daryavish Mada'a Kabul Malchusa Kavar Shinin Shitin V'Tartin. So that was that's what Daniel was talking about. And then when Achashverosh took over, Amar Iu Mitata Anachashiv Novloti Inas. So Achashverosh said, yeah, Belshazzar made a terrible mistake in his cheshbon. I'm not going to make that same mistake, because his mistake was that he counted the 70 years from the beginning of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. Miksiv leMalchus Bavel. Does it say that the 70 years begins from Malchus Bavel? LeBavel Ksiv. It says LeBavel, not Malchus Bavel. My LeBavel, LeGolus Bavel. 70 years begins at Golus Bavel. Kama Betzirin. How much of a discrepancy is there? Timni, there's an 8-year discrepancy from when Malchus Bavel started to when Golus Bavel started. So Chashavai Uchilufayu. So Achashverosh started counting those 8 years. Chadu de Belshazzar, 1 year of the 3rd year of Belshazzar's reign. V'chamish Daryavish v'Koresh, and 5 years of Daryavish and Koresh. V'tarti Didei, and 2 years of his own reign. Hashivin, and that's when he got to 70 years. Kivin dechazi demalushim lo ifrik amar hashavadei sulum ifriki. And then he saw no Gula came. He said, that's it. Now there's no more hope for them. Apik mani de bei mikdasha. So he took out the kelim of the base of mikdash v'shtamishbu, and he used them. And bas satan rikid b'nein v'hargas vashti. And then the satan came and was merakid b'nein, and that's what caused him to kill Vashti. So B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up by the question of, but wait a second, didn't he have a good cheshbon? What was wrong with Achashverosh's cheshbon? So B'Hashem, we'll pick up with that at the bottom of the page tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day, and everyone should be healthy and well.